Actually, I have one quick question. Maybe you guys resolved it before I joined on. When are we meeting again?
We haven't got to that meeting yet.
That's at the end of the meeting, Seth.
Okay, well, you said, you know, we'll do homework. But I just hope this thing has festered for about 18 years. I hope we can address it relatively soon.
Sure.
Yeah, I agree with you, Seth. I've been around that long, too, so I know what you mean.
Okay, let's move on. Sorry, but
okay.
Please.
All right, so let me chair the meeting, Eileen. Relax, please.
Do it, and do it.
All right.
Sorry.
Okay, so now we're going to the virtual town hall motion. Eileen, do you happen to have that motion? Because I couldn't find
no,
it.
No, I don't. Let's not interrupt each other. Do you know if it was in a PNB agenda?
Hold on one second. It's in the minutes of 425.
I can find it.
Okay, thank you.
But I need a second.
Eileen, I'm sorry to interrupt. I just needed to check. Is this a 7-minute item?
No, yes, this is a 10-minute item.
Oh, 10 minutes.
Okay, thank you.
Uh-huh, thank you, Carol.
Okay, listen the minutes
and if
from
you could send
the other day.
It, if you could send it to the members of this committee, that would be great, Carol. I will.
Eileen, let
thank
me
you.
Find it, if I could find it. Here it is, yes. But I can read it aloud as well. Shall I do that?
Yeah, read it aloud and then forward it to everyone,
okay.
Please.
The motion on virtual town hall meetings, in order to facilitate communication between the PNB and the members of the Pacifica Foundation, be it resolved that the Pacifica National Board will sponsor a series of 4 virtual town hall meetings in 2020. These meetings will allow members of the PNB to engage in a dialogue with the members and supporters of our stations and of the affiliates. Each town hall meeting will include an agenda covering the topics to be discussed. Members of the public will be able to register for each event and will be able to participate fully in the conversation. Each event will be web streamed in real time. Dates and topics will be announced shortly. And that motion passed without objection on the PNB.
Okay, so let me just say something about this motion. This motion, I believe, came about as a result of the previous resolution that was read. Somebody needs to put themselves on mute, just like a ventilator or a respirator on, or some kind of machine. So please
something
put yourself
beeping,
on.
Yeah.
Okay. So this motion came about after I had a conversation with Alex, and he mentioned that that he had an idea for the virtual town hall meeting. And that he would get back to me first. He never did, which is okay. And then the motion came up at the last PNB meeting, which was motivated from the resolution that I made about public comment. So I agreed and I seconded the motion, and it was passed without objection. And I think it's a good opportunity since all of us are going to be experienced in this pandemic for a while, that we have something, a mechanism to communicate since we're all using the technology right now. So I'm in favor of holding these town halls, but I'd like to suggest to this committee that you go back to your LSBs and ask for topics. I know one of the topics I would like to suggest is a town hall on the bylaws. Okay, so it's open for discussion.
Nancy on the stack.
Chad on the stack.
Okay, I got Nancy, Ted, anyone else? Okay, go ahead, Nancy.
Okay, just like the previous one, public comment in the PNB, I also support that one and this one, virtual town hall meeting, but I would insist that we do not forget our analog audience, our analog-only audience, and have all town hall meetings put on the air. That means the radio that you turn on and you hear it. These are for people who cannot. Don't have a computer, don't have a smartphone, don't have Wi-Fi, and cannot go to the library either because the libraries are closed. So I think from now on we should do all town hall meetings on the air. And LSB meetings are supposed to be on the air. If you look and read, it's not all in one place, but it's in the bylaws, and we're not doing it. So on the air, that's my comment.
Okay, thank you, Nancy. Ted?
I agree with Nancy completely. The only thing I would add to it is the topic should be what's in the town hall meeting component of local station boards, and that is we should open it up to listeners' wants, needs, and concerns. If you do a town hall meeting on the bylaws without background for everybody, it will be like drying paint. I've done some discussions of our bylaws on the air, and they've been good, but we need to open it up for listeners to have the freedom to talk on just about everything, and it will help us to come up with solutions to the fundamental problems, of which there are many, mainly economic, that are facing this foundation. If we were to do it on the bylaws, nobody would even be talking about or very little about the financial problems the foundation is facing. I'm done.
Thank you.
For the stack.
Susan, you have the floor. I'm going to put myself on the stack, Lawrence.
Yeah, I want to agree that we need to be listening to the listeners about what their needs and concerns are, and I think that most of them, if you say the word bylaws, their eyes glaze over. I know, because I've been talking to a lot of people about bylaws lately. But I wanted to disagree that town halls and PNB meetings should be on the air. I think that's a great way to lose a lot of our listeners.
Okay. Thank you, Susan. Anyone else?
Yeah, William Hairwagon for the stack.
Go ahead, Craig Williams to the stack.
Who else?
Craig Williams.
Mike Williams. Okay. Go ahead, William.
Okay, thank you. Nancy Sabarin-Aratomi mentioned about broadcasting meetings. And in Article 6, Section 7 of the bylaws, a paragraph says, the board shall make reasonable efforts to broadcast or webcast all its public meetings. So there's no, it's not broadcast. It's broadcast or webcast. So we can put it on the internet or something. And for the main motion itself, there was a comment in there about people registering for public comment. In that same Article 6, Section 7, says no person shall be required as a condition for attendance at any public meeting or to publicly comment to register his, her name or to provide any other information. So that needs to come out of the motion.
Okay.
Thank you.
William, can you send that particular citing to the committee, please?
Yeah, I won't be able to. I'm working on the phone, so I won't be able to copy the whole thing, but I'll give you the article and section.
Okay. That's a good article, and it makes a lot of sense. I know we don't require our listeners to register. Okay, so I think
Beth
I have Michael, then myself, then Nancy to the stack, and who else?
Beth.
Yeah. Okay.
Not Nancy.
It was Beth. Okay. I got Michael, myself, and Beth.
And then Ted again.
Who?
Ted again.
Ted. Okay.
Yeah, Carol, just for your information, we have 1 minute and 46 seconds left.
Okay. Thank you for that time check. I'm going to spend it 5 minutes. Are there any objections to that? Okay. Thank you. Michael White, you have the floor.
I didn't ask to go on stack. I think that's a mistake.
Okay, it was a mistake. Okay. So, this motion was already passed, but I could suggest, though, that in particular that section in the bylaws that requires someone, for lack of a better word, be able to provide a public comment anonymously and not have to register. So I think that's something I would definitely take to the PMB, and I would discuss that with the chair, Alice Steinberg, who submitted the motion. Okay, Beth?
I wanted to speak up in support of whoever it was. Was it Nancy who spoke up on behalf of our analog audience, that we are a broadcast medium primarily, and even though there's a lot going on digitally today, I think it's important that we not neglect our original audience, especially in recognition of the digital divide. Not everyone has access, and even those who may have access may not have unlimited data plans to be able to afford to listen to online. So I don't mind if we put it online also, but I think we have an obligation to make, especially anything to do with governance, available to people by analog technology also. Thank you.
Thank you. So that will be a point that I will carry to the motion maker. That I believe that I was talking to Nancy, I think, the other day, and I was saying simulcasting the town hall along with webcasting and streaming it on APFTX. Okay.
Carol for the staff.
Anybody else?
Ted.
Carol for the staff.
Carol? Okay, Ted, Carol. Go ahead, Ted.
Okay, maybe I'm old school, but I grew up where I had to be in Atlantic City for my dad's union convention, and all three networks were covering the McCarthy Army hearings. That was the only television you could watch as an 8-year-old kid. I just want you to know that this foundation is on the verge of dying, and unless we let our listeners know, it's going to go down the tubes. We need to do this over the air, and it will shake people up. And just as I proved to Otis McClay, who was our program director at the time, that I could do an hour public, open journal on Robert's Rules of Order, and the phones went off the wall with listeners, so would this if it's done well. And I know we can do it well. So absolutely, it has to be done over the airwaves so people will wake up to the reality of what this foundation is facing. Absolutely, we need to also pre-announce it multiple times. Please.
All right. Thank you, Ted. I want that in writing. Please submit that in writing. Carol.
Yeah, I was on the programming committee last year, and I think one of the things that happens is people kind of are thinking about their own interests and what's going on with themselves and what they want to talk about, and they want to be on the air. And I think this should be a station-by-station decision, because I do not trust that listeners at KPFA are wanting to hear an hour of a PMB meeting, public comments, or 3 hours, 4 hours of a PMB meeting. I think part of the I understand wanting to mobilize at this time, but I don't think this is going to – I think this is going to lose listeners. It's going to create confusion, and it's going to set us back farther. I mean, we have low listenership at all of our stations at different times and different problems. I think it is a prescription for losing listeners to try and do this on the air. I think put it on the internet. Easy to do.
Change to the stack.
And I'm going to put myself at the end of the stack. Go ahead, James. Do you have the floor?
Yeah, I just want to say that our listeners across the network just voted 2-1 to preserve our democratic form of governance.
And at some stations like WBAI, it was 94 or 95% to 4 or 5%. And so I think that this is of interest to some people. It is the essence of what we're doing. We are a worker and a member-controlled media network, and we should let that shine. There's no problem with that. I mean, I agree. I understand that the program directors and the general managers tend to think that that's bad radio, and it takes away from our audience.
Time.
But those of us on this call are moths to the flame, and that's what we're about.
Thank you. So I'm going to take this opportunity to state the following. I think town halls in regards to right now in this pandemic and in the crisis that Pacifica is facing is very critical. I think simulcasting the town halls into analog radio is critical. I think right now we are losing listeners as it is, because we're going to them begging for money all the time. I think that's a turnoff. I think the reality is that the listeners need to make a realistic assessment as to the information that we give them, because if we give them the best information available and are transparent in regards to what we're going through, that they will respond. So I would hope that whoever wants the audio or analog piece, the simulcasting, and the piece on the public comment piece, then that should be submitted in writing. And again, I like to hear back from everybody at the next scheduled meeting, and I would take your input to the chair of the PMB for a conversation with him. Okay.
This is Susan. Susan, can I just say something?
Sure, Susan. Go ahead.
Okay.
We're at 5 minutes. Go ahead.
Okay.
That's make a statement. Go ahead, Susan.
While it's right that the people who voted down the bylaws, which may or may not have to do with this particular item, very few people actually voted. The percentage of people who voted,
right.
we made quorum, but the majority of the listeners, I don't believe, want to hear this. Now, some of you are programmers, and so you should be interested in what goes out on the, we're all interested in what goes out on the air, but you have a real say if you're a programmer in what goes out on the air. But the rest of us who are just in governance and our listeners, our job is governance. Our job is not programming, and I think it's a huge mistake to try and mandate that meetings go out on the air, because I think that more than 80%, probably 90% of the listeners actually don't care. That's all.
Craig,
okay.
Williams is back, please.
We're at time.
Go ahead. Hold on. I'm going to go to Craig because he hasn't spoken, Carol. Just hold off on that, please. Go ahead, Craig.
Okay, speaking for the WPFW audience and as a programmer, I totally agree with the last statement and Carol's statement. If you broadcast a 3.5-hour town hall meeting on air, we will lose listeners for that entire time period, and we may lose them forever.
Thank you.
You have only one opportunity to make a first impression. And unfortunately, you have plenty of opportunities to make a bad impression. And people have far too many entertainment choices, information choices, and if they hear something they don't like that they feel is a waste of their time, you've lost them forever. And I believe in democracy. I believe in the way this network is being run. But preserving our audience is more important to keeping our listenership and income streams than dotting I's and crossing T's about minutiae of democracy.
Thank you. Thank you for your comments, sir.
Okay.
Okay.
Could I have 15 more seconds? This is Susan.
Yeah, go ahead, Susan.
I do want to say that I'm also for democracy, and I'm also for transparency. I think the listeners do need to know that we're in dire straits as far as our finances. I think they do need to know. There are things I would like to have on the air, but I don't think a whole hour program of public comment that includes public comment is a good idea, or of all the things that go on in committees and in PNBs and LSBs. I just don't think so. Thank you.
Okay. So thank you for your comment, Susan. So
point of order.
State your point of order.
It's Carol. I have to get off the call, everybody, but thank you, and maybe you need to choose a new timer. I will listen to the stream. I look forward to the next meeting, and thanks, everybody, for coming.
No, thank you, Carol.
Thank you for keeping time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Can we have a volunteer to keep time?
Okay. Nancy will volunteer. Just tell me how much I'm supposed to time for.
Okay. Thank you, Nancy. I just want to make a closing comment on this.
Lawrence, this is Ted. I would like to also make a closing comment on this.
I was going to ask for one as well.
Move to a standby, please.
I'm going to extend by 3 minutes.
Not much.
I'd say 4 minutes, because I think there's three people that will be on the set. Thank you.
Okay, go.
Are there any objections to that? Okay. First of all, the referendum, the quorum was 25%, which is unprecedented. Usually we struggle to make 10% for elections. So that's nothing to sneeze over. It's not the virtual town hall, it's not just about public comment. Is streaming the whole PNB and then listening to the public comments. So I just wanted to make those points. But everybody's points are well taken. Ted, you have the floor.
Rather than being, you got to do it my way, you're not going to do it my way, there's a compromise here. I really do believe we should do it over the air, but what we could do, if there was a good faith effort to promote it as a streamed town hall meeting and really announce it a lot, and then see as we can how many people actually listen in. It might provide us with some guidance as to whether or not there is interest in this or not. I think we would find out that there is interest, and from that we could then legitimately, without dispute, do it over the air. But I'm talking about a town hall meeting where people get to call in and talk, and members of the national board get to respond. The format would have to be worked out. But I think we could prove that there's interest in this topic as this foundation's about to die. I'm done.
Okay. I just want to take a point of personal service. Ted, your gloom and doom scenario is really bothering me. We are in struggle against oppression, and we are in struggle to save this network. And I think your dying scenario is really not well taken by me, and I'm just tired of hearing it. So if you could maybe shift your words around, I'd appreciate it. Thank you.
We are all working
to save this network, or we wouldn't be on this call. Okay. Who's next?
Yeah, me, Eileen. I just want to say, how much time in a town hall do we really want to devote to the inner workings of the PNB when I think Pacifica's mission is to try and bring, alternative viewpoints and generally, other news that people don't get and education to people. So I would think that maybe we could find some you know, maybe discuss something that's really, really interesting or of interest, of obvious interest to the membership, but maybe, you know, have the majority of these town halls treat whatever topics or items of more general interest, more news-like or of concern to the population. You know what I mean. That's all.
Thank you. Who's next?
Okay, there was another person. I forgot. Was it Nancy? Was it you?
No, not me.
Wasn't you? Okay. All right. So, again, send me your input. The resolution has been passed by the PNB without objection. So it's going to happen. I want us to be part of being able to provide input. And I think what I heard tonight is very important, very critical. Doesn't matter what side of the aisle that you're on, everybody's points were well taken. Okay, so we'll go to the next item on the agenda. Eileen, the next
item.
Hold on. How many minutes did we devote to the organization?
Well, we...
7 minutes, was it?
No, we put 10 minutes on the resolutions and policies and nomenclature, I think. So maybe add 5 minutes to that.
You moved your thing, the organization of assets to specific.
Okay, that'll just take me 3 minutes, let's say.
Okay, so let's say
kind of all goes together.
7 minutes altogether. Go ahead. You have 3 minutes.
7 minutes, I'm very confused. But anyway, last year we started a little working group as part of the governance committee to try and look at organizing and getting access to Pacifica files and documents. It started when we saw how hard it was to round up all the minutes that the auditors want every year because people just kept stuff on their own computers or, you know, in a drawer. And, you know, some of the things that Beth and Nancy were mentioning, you know, we don't know where everything is. So I thought, you know, we need to find a way to organize this and we need a place to store it all. So, you know, that definitely includes the policies, you know, among the policies, some of which either don't exist or are so outdated that they need to be reviewed as well. We need an accounting practices and policies manual. You know, there is a new employee handbook manual, but we need to like have a place where the employees can look up their health insurance, their life insurance, whatever else they have. We need places to put any and all documents. I mean, I have an Excel chart I made to start like a folder tree hierarchy, but doesn't have to go that way. But I don't know, we might want to consider another working group for these things. I also had thought about the resolutions because I found it very confusing when, you know, in PNB meetings or other committee meetings, people would pipe up, well, in 2014, you know, the PNB passed this resolution. Like, what? How would I know that? So I agree with the need for that. I also, along with, you know, what Ted said about policies and procedures and nomenclature, you know, we have to work out file naming protocols and folder naming protocols so that you can actually find things. So I'll stop there and let you guys take it from there, you know, see if we want to start another working group or how you would want to do this.
Okay, so what I'm hearing on your point, Eileen, is that you want some additional people to join your working group because the other people expired and you want to keep the working group going. Is that a fair assessment?
Well, if people are willing and interested to do it. I think I also heard that a former secretary of the board is working on some things along these lines. I wrote to her. She was very busy. I That was like today. She'll get back to me soon, so we'll find out what she's doing as well.
Who's that?
Is it cool to name people who don't know they're going to be named in an open meeting?
They don't want to be named. I don't think.
No, don't do that.
I don't know if she does, so I won't say. Be happy to tell you off the stream.
Is that okay? Maybe you could communicate with Susan afterwards. And
sure.
Or communicate with the person that you're talking about. See if it's okay for you to release her name.
Well, okay. Yeah, let me see what she has, what she's got going, if it's relevant to this discussion.
Okay. Is that okay with you, Susan?
Sure, thanks.
All right.
Nancy, with a request for information.
Go ahead, Nancy.
Yes, I'd like to ask Eileen, of all these things that need to be documented and filed and stored and made in an easy way to access, what do you put as first priority?
Well, I don't know. Everybody might have a different opinion on that.
Right.
So, but the first priority would be to sort of design a system so we don't just start, you know, stashing things willy-nilly.
Okay.
So we need to apply some logic there.
Anybody else have any questions or want to volunteer for the working group?
This is Beth.
Hi, Beth.
I hesitate to volunteer because I'm trying not to get spread too thin. I've already taken on a lot. But I really think this is important. And if I were going to do it, when I take on a new task like this, usually the first thing I try to do is search out best practices. What are best practices? In standard operating, business operating procedure, what do most people do? What's recognized as a standard operating procedure? And that doesn't mean we have to do that. We can adapt it to suit our purposes, but it's useful, I find, to start with what is considered best practices.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else want to make a statement on the working group? Eileen, I'll volunteer to work with you on that.
Okay.
Any other volunteers?
This is Ted. I would like to talk, but not only just about working groups, but about nomenclature whenever it's appropriate.
Yeah, we haven't gotten to that point yet.
We haven't got there yet, Ted. Hold on. Okay, so
Susan,
go ahead.
I'd just like a clarification. Beth, were you volunteering to go figure out the best practices?
I stopped just short of that because I've already taken on a lot and I want to make sure that I can honor the commitments I've already made before sticking my neck out any further. But I would be happy to have conversations about this with anybody who wants to. If anybody wants to talk or email about it, I'd be happy to do that. It's just scheduling more meetings and making more digital commitments is a bridge too far right now. But thank you.
James for the stack.
Go ahead, James. Who else?
Yeah.
Nancy.
All right, James and then Nancy.
Yeah, Eileen, I just want to say I've been keeping my powder dry because of commitments that I have agreed to responsibilities I've agreed to accept in certain circumstances. So I can't say that I will definitely be willing to do this, but if things work out in such a way that I can, I will.
Great.
I realize that's very vague, but
don't worry,
I'm just trying
to
say
I'll get you.
Okay.
Okay, that's like being a lazy person with a lot of energy. Okay. Nancy.
Yeah, I would like to know, you can't tell me which is the first priority, and I'm not sure either, and I'm not sure about best practices. I have no idea, but I do want to start listing the resolutions and the dates and the pages and what year? What year did it start? 2004? When did this first PMB start? Well, that's anyway, that's all right. I'll find out.
I think it's 2009, I think. But I could be wrong.
That's so,
no, more like 2004.
2004, okay. You see,
yeah.
I'm a senior now. I know I came into the network when I was a kid. I'm a senior now.
Well,
anyway.
Well, anybody who wants to do that, tell me so I won't do double work. I mean, I won't be, you know, doing what somebody else already did. And I'm going to reach out to my fellow board members at KPFT because this is, if I just do it by myself, I could just take 2 years or 3 years or something, which I don't want to do. And I
okay.
think other people on your boards, on your other stations, it's good for them, even the newbies. They learn a very interesting thing, these resolutions. Okay. I'll start with 2004.
James, again,
okay,
for the stack.
Hold on, James. So we're weaving the cataloging of resolutions and policies. I think it should be part of the same working group. Eileen, what do you think?
Absolutely, yes.
Okay. This way we don't duplicate our efforts. James, you have the floor.
Yeah, thank you, Lawrence. This is something I've been in favor of for a long time, and I thought I understood that a lot of this was supposed to be stored at KPFTX, and Eileen, when I was on the audit committee with you, we were talking about either putting it there or discovering that it's there, but I've had no success in trying to find out where these things are. So I just want to suggest to talk to Otis and look into KPFTX and see what might be there in terms of at least recordings.
That's a really good salient point. Okay, how about
can I respond just quickly?
Yeah.
I have been given access to the files part of KPFTX, but before I got around to it, I don't remember what happened, but I don't know. Then my password didn't work and I didn't follow up on it. I'm thinking that this is another thing we should discuss before we get it started because, you know, as you mentioned, access for people, you know, there needs to be an administrator and an easy way to, hang on 1 second. An easy way for us to, you know, some things are going to be confidential and not everybody in the world should have access to them. Other things aren't. And, you know, employees should have access or maybe even the general public and some things. So we need to, you know, design an administrative setup for that. And I don't know, which means there has to be at least one administrator and systems that govern it. So I'm not sure if KPFTX is the right place for that. I literally do not know if it has enough agility and ease of use for that. So that would be a topic to discuss within the work group.
Well said.
Okay.
Yeah, I'd be on the stack to do the stack.
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead, Ted. That's nobody else on the stack. You have the floor.
Okay. Does anybody know what standing rules are and what special rules are?
Go ahead, Ted. I'm sure you're going to explain it to us if you could take a lot of time.
As far as the local...
I'm being meaningful.
Well, as we're starting to put these documents together... We need to do for the National Board what we've done a pretty poor job of in Houston. I didn't realize how easily it could be screwed up. But standing rules are rules like when you meet, where you meet, how the room is set up, what kind of heat and air is necessary. That would have been great at a National Board meeting in Washington, D.C., about 15 years ago when we got stuck in a gymnasium on a December and the gym had no heating and so
point
you
of
couldn't
order,
even hold
point
your
of order.
Fingers.
Hold on, point
I'm
of
sorry,
order.
Is, point. Does this have to do with organizing documents? And
yes.
Okay.
These are documents that need to be need to be created. Some things are motions that really belong as permanent rules that are voted on by the national board. And we also need special rules, which are rules that supersede Robert's Rules of Order. They can be adopted. They're adopted differently and they're amended differently, but they exist within Robert's Rules of Order. Some things need to be in an employee's handbook, and that's a separate issue. But standing rules and special rules need to be something that will streamline this organization.
Thank you, Ted. Good point. I think that speaks to Nancy's resolution. I think once we, there is another mechanism that's on the agenda in regards to the organization and access to specific files and documents and the working group. And then we're going to set up an email list, an online group for file sharing that's going to be secure and the guidelines for security. So I think once we collect all of those resolutions and policies and manuals, which is an ambitious task, sounds to me, then we could decipher through what is policy, what is a procedure, what is going to be a standing rule, and what's going to be a procedure rule. So I think Ted's point is well taken. Okay,
so Craig Williams, please, to the stack.
Yeah, Craig, go ahead, please. You have the floor.
So as an LSB member and, you know, at PFW, and I don't know what your other stations are like, but we have very contentious LSB meetings, and people are always throwing out bylaws as arguments for things, and other people are always saying, but we passed a resolution in X, Y, or Z year. And I believe that the bylaws available on the website are with revisions through 2016. So I would hope that we would prioritize providing all of the resolutions to be available to all LSB members so that we can see what these things say and understand whether our colleagues are throwing out BS or throwing out legitimate stuff, because it really gets in the way of having productive meetings.
That is exactly the point. Mm-hmm.
I would also hope that when we talk about the bylaw revisions that need to happen, that the goal would be to have all of the past resolutions and the bylaws be in sync with each other. Enough said. Thanks.
Mm-hmm.
It's well said, Mr. Williams. Thank you so much. Eileen, were you piping up?
No, I was saying what Craig was saying. That's exactly the point of doing this, because nobody knows, you know, what the real resolutions are that are in effect. So everybody should have access to them. There are no secrets. I don't think there are any secrets in there. So.
And just to answer your question, Mr. Williams, our LSP is pretty contentious too, and I would think that almost every other LSP in this network is pretty contentious. And they do what's done a lot is the throwing around Robert's Rules of Order, bylaws, policy. So yeah, there's a place for doing what you implore, sir. Thank you so much. Anyone else? Okay, so let's move on to, and Nancy, is there anything you want to say? Your item was blended in with the working group. Are you okay with that?
Yes. I'm going to start trying to collect resolutions in the minutes, the PMB minutes from 2004. Because I know they have not been put into the bylaws. I mean, I know at least one of them.
I think there should be an archive, and since you're in Houston, you could probably have the opportunity to talk to Otis McClay in regards to that.
Well, I'm not going to go to hearing the audio recordings until the last, you know, as a last resort, because those things take a long time to listen to. But I know there are some things that were made in 2004, and they're not in the amended in the present bylaws. So it's anyway. I'm glad other people are interested, and when I see how I progress, then I'm going to say we need more people. Otherwise, it's going to take me 2 or 3 years.
was that Nancy or Eileen?
That was Nancy.
That was Nancy.
But Eileen to the stack.
Go ahead, Eileen. Yeah,
I think before you start doing that, though, let's do come up with some kind of system so we can, you know, give these things file names or tags or whatever we're going to use to, you know, tie them to, you know, say what their topic is, what their year was. I don't know what else needs to go in there, but I think we can figure that out in the work group. You see what I mean? I don't want you to get started on stuff and then have to go back and redo anything. Although you could get started and just pull things out, and then we figure out how to name them and organize them. Either way,
okay.
You know, if you want to get going.
Yeah, we'll need to read them to be able to.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I have four people who have volunteered. Myself, Nancy, Ted, anyone else?
Well,
James said that he'll participate loosely.
Request for clarification.
Yeah, go ahead.
Some of us are talking about volunteering to be like in this work group. Doesn't mean that everybody will work necessarily on the resolutions that we might. I just want to clarify that.
Yeah, we could split up the work.
Yeah, there are other things to be done. So let's talk about forming the work group, but after we finish going through at least the other 2 points that are still on the agenda about the.
Yeah, that's
what
I was going to go to, Eileen.
Great.
I was about to go to that.
Go. Okay.
But I once read a book called The Division of Labor. It was written by Emil Durkheim, who was a German Marxist. And he would be proud of the process that we're going through for some reason. I just had to say that. Okay, so I'm sure that James has heard of Irma Durkheim.
Indeed.
Okay.
Well
said. Thank you. Okay, so Eileen, I guess I would like you to address the setup of an email list for file sharing for the committee. Did you put that on the agenda? Eileen?
Yeah, that's farther down. I thought the next
what
point
was
now? Beth
oh,
and
no.
The list of policies, Ted, and nomenclature and policies and procedures.
No,
so.
No, the next thing is the roll call vote should be reflected in the minutes. Are there any objections?
No, these other two points are part of what we were just talking about.
What are the 2 points? Please point that out to me.
Where Beth asked to talk about lists of policies, current policies, where to find them. Ted wanted to talk about policies and procedures and nomenclature. All of these can be dealt with within the working group if we just want to leave it to that.
That's why I was hoping that we can do. That's why we can move on to the agenda. Ted, you want to talk about that point that you wanted to talk about? Now is the time. The Norman Glacier thing.
Yeah, thank you. I had to unmute myself. I've been teaching Robert's Rules of Order since about 1979, and I'm not going to be able to teach everything to everybody in the next 90 seconds. But all night tonight, I've been hearing the word working groups. So I just ran upstairs in my home and picked up the most recent copy of Robert's Rules of Order, and I went to the index, and I looked up working groups in both under the letter W and under committees, and maybe the word working groups. It doesn't exist. And this may not seem like a big point to most of you unless I explain that
when you don't call something by what it is, which I think what you mean by it is a subcommittee, then you don't know what the rules are under which it functions when it functions. So the nomenclature is committees and subcommittees, not working groups, which have no rules. Okay, when you get into committees, starting at page 487, Procedure for Small Boards and Committees, there are seven simple rules. If you know what those seven simple rules are, you don't waste time with...
Point of order, could you give us the sections or the names instead of page numbers? Not all of us have a hard copy of Robert's Rules.
Small Boards and Committees.
I tried to Google that in the online version, didn't find it. Let's not do that right now, but in the future, please give us the section. That would be easy for you if you're looking at it. Thank you.
Chapter 16 under Boards and Committees. Okay?
I hear you.
Okay. There are seven simple rules for small boards, which is 12 people or less. That doesn't apply to us. But committees, it applies to us big time. And it says that you don't even have to have a motion on the floor. If you know what you're talking about, and you can kind of pick from this person and that person and the other person, you know what you're generally trying to say, and the chair of the committee can try to cobble it all together as the most outspoken member of the committee and say, hey, isn't this what we're trying to say, and do you all agree with it? And you don't need a motion, you don't need a second, and if nobody objects, it passes. Done deal. You really need to learn what these seven incredibly simple rules are for small boards and committees. And the other nomenclature that I talked about a few minutes ago was standing rules. They're really valuable. Special rules are valuable. We talked about minutes. Well, boards have minutes. Committees have reports, and they take a very different structure. And we need to know the difference so that when we come out of this meeting tonight, we have a report, not minutes. These are just some of the nomenclature issues that I wanted to bring up, and I really appreciate you giving me this time. Thank you.
Susan,
thank you. Go ahead, Susan. You have the floor.
Okay, since I agreed to do the minutes, and I guess there aren't minutes, and as I understand it, minutes have to say, like, if there was a motion, what was said, et cetera. I would like what I put out to just be notes for the committee, because I would like us to have a memory and a record of what occurred here. But I don't think that there's anything really that's come up, except for a sense of the group maybe, that we could that is actually a report out. So I don't think there's a formal report that needs to go out, and I want to just make sure I'm on the same page as Ted and everybody else.
Thank you, Susan. Point well made. Anyone else have anything to say about Ted's presentation? Okay.
Yes. Yeah, just I'm confused because I think it's like we just threw a monkey wrench in the works. We're trying to get some work done. I think that's the point of the working group. If it's not, explained by Robert's rules or the bylaws, are we able to get some of this work done? I don't really care what it's called. I'm not finding your seven simple rules anywhere. I don't know if it's called something else.
Can you email that to us?
Yeah, I'm having a hard time with this.
Beth, to the stack.
Go ahead, Beth. Ted, hold on a second. Beth, hold on a second. Ted, please email those seven simple rules to the committee.
No, what I will do is I will tell you, I hope you have a copy of Robert's Rules of Order, and I will tell you the page number that it's on. It's on page 487 and 488.
Could you email us all the reference?
In what edition? Yeah, email us the references, Ted.
Okay.
If you could do that.
And this is Susan for the stack.
Hold on, Susan. I got Beth before you. Go ahead, Beth. You have the floor.
Thank you. I have a quick question. Is there anything in Robert's rules that would forbid a working group? Does it explicitly exclude the possibility of a working group?
Or a task
Can I speak
force?
To that? Can I speak to that?
Yeah, then I'm going to make a statement right after you. You could have a direct response. Go ahead.
What I said before was that if you call it a working group rather than a committee, there is no, or subcommittee, there is no structure under which it operates. Do you make decisions based on motions and seconds? The subcommittee or a committee?
Can you offer an alternative that will allow
yes.
us to work?
Yeah, you just call it a subcommittee and it operates the same way that a committee does, where a majority makes the decisions. You basically follow the same simple rules that a committee does.
Okay, so
okay,
I want to say something, and then I'm going to go to Susan. I want to say something real quick. Ted's point is well taken, because from my working in committees and even central committees in political organizations, there has always been points where the main standing committee will appoint a subgroup or a subcommittee, for lack of a better word. So is that what you're saying, Ted?
It is.
Okay. So, Eileen, if you don't mind, for the sake of peace and justice, if you don't mind calling the working group a subcommittee, I think that will resolve where we're at.
Sure, whatever.
Ali?
I don't care.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't care.
All right. Well, I hope you do care, because I care.
I mean, it doesn't matter what it's called.
Okay, well.
But thank you. I understand. That's fine.
All right. Susan, you have the floor. I'm sorry to get back to you. So late.
No, I don't have anything else to say. You said it.
Okay.
This is
thank
Beth.
You.
I need
and
to leave in 5 minutes.
All right, Beth. So, William, I'm forwarding your citation of the bylaws with your link and the language that you submitted in regards to the no person shall be required as a condition for attendance at any public meeting or publicly comment to register his or her name. I'm sending that to Alex, and I'm copying the committee. Okay.
Thank you.
That's time on the
James. This is James with a question.
Go ahead. Go ahead, James.
Yeah, I just wanted to ask Ted if by the latest volume of Robert's Rules, he's referring to the 12th edition or the 11th edition? I assume it's the 12th.
The 12th hasn't come out yet as far as I know.
Okay, I thought it did. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, well, thank you for all those points. Beth, since you have to leave in 5 minutes, is
yes.
there anything on the agenda you want to comment on? And thank you for coming to the committee meeting. I really appreciate you, Beth.
Thank you. Thank you. I've been looking forward to this meeting, and I kind of panicked when I got word of it only last night. I had to rearrange my schedule to get here. I am hoping that I'm looking at the agenda. I'm looking for the wording now. We were going to address the issue of, all of this stuff is stuff I wanna, especially how to conduct a new review of Pacifica's bylaws. I would like to be part of that discussion, and I'm just out of time for today. And a guideline for security. I would like to include in that guidelines for privacy and security. As far as I've been able to tell, Pacifica now does not have an explicit privacy policy, and we desperately need this in the age of digital communications. And it's not anything that we can cobble together this evening. You know, it's going to take dedicated work to do that. And in terms of setting up information, data sharing, email lists and things, I have a strong feeling I should not have to go through a private, third-party, for-profit, commercial data predator to get to our information. So I don't do Google. I don't do Google Groups. I don't do Facebook. I do Pacifica. I'd like anything that we're going to do to be based on our own server, based on our own website. You can set up confidential access to portions of it if necessary, but that's something I'll be real consistent on over time, that's important to me. Thank you for asking, Lawrence.
No, you're welcome. I know that's very important to you.
One more thing. I had the great good fortune to sit through a few workshops with a nonprofit lawyer whose specialty was California 501c nonprofit law a few years ago, specifically regarding assessing bylaws and reviewing bylaws and revising bylaws. And he provided a really, really good, clear, systematic process for that. And I would like to be able to offer it to this committee. It's nothing I can could flesh out tonight, even if I could stay. But if we can address this issue at our next meeting, it would give me a chance to put down some of what I got out of that committee and put forth a process that I think could save us an awful lot of heartache.
Okay.
Thank you, Beth.
Thank you, Beth. And you could always write to the committee. You could always write an email with your input and what you just said. That'd be great. Thank you, Beth.
And the name of that lawyer, that'd be interesting.
Yeah,
sure.
and the name of the firm or whatever. That'd be great too. Thank you, Beth.
Thank you.
Have a good night.
Thank you.
Bye, Beth. Thanks.
Bye-bye.